Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Here it comes, that time again, and Paul is guessing.
Farewell tour.
What will he do? What will he do in this game?
Now, the Lene Kakua Country Game of the Week on the Midday 180.
Thank you, Mr. Kingsley. We play this game to honor the late Lene Kakua, who was the fake girlfriend of Manti Te'o. And here's how it works. We read lyrics from three country songs. Two of the songs are true country hits. The other song does not exist. And Paul must choose the song that's fake, which is difficult for him. He competes this week in the Kakua Farewell Tour against Peter Cook, who emailed us his entry to midday180@1045thezone.com. He competes to be considered for a spot in our Midday 180 Fantasy Football League if he stumps Paul today. We hope that you will play along at home, at work, or in the car, as it is time to begin Midday 180's Lene Kakua Country Music Game of the Week.
Song number one, Sexy Leather Boots. I love her scoots when they're sliding across the floor. She's a dancing queen, this country boy's dream. She can talk dirty or keep it clean. She's my pure gold girl, my 18-carat girl. Song number two, Daytona Beach on spring break. 18 girls up on stage. White t-shirts about to be sprayed with water. Song number three. We're Wildcats, Wolverines, we're Tigers, Buckeyes, Bruins, Bulldogs, Hogs, and Hurricanes. We pray before we race. Cheered 14 and 48. We drink ice cold beer on Friday nights. Yeah, we're one big country nation. That's right.
Paul, your thoughts?
Can I just say something?
Yes,
absolutely.
I've never seen coaches in a booth take more notes than Paul than Paul's taking right now. I'm impressed already.
Feverishly, I mean, jotting down notes.
He's deep dive. I mean, I didn't realize
this is legit.
No, it's legit. Okay,
well,
I'm sorry,
like Urban
Paul.
Meyer with the memory loss. So if I have a quick thought here, if I don't write it down, I'll lose it. So I got to write furiously. I've got to. Sexy Leather Boots. This one's a little tawdry, as is song number two with the white t-shirts about to be sprayed. Trying to be a little titillating, if you will.
Wow.
I love her scoots when they're sliding across the floor. She's a dancing queen. Now, a lot of these songs this year, I've noticed, steal from other songs. Dancing queen. That's
ABBA?
ABBA. Dancing queen, young and sweet, only 17. Don't be stealing that. Next, you guys are going to take me to Mamma Mia.
I would pay for that, too.
You're a big Meryl Streep guy.
Oh, yeah. There's
Mamma Mia, too.
I love her. She's a technician.
In theaters now.
She and Mustard, the two biggest technicians we know. You've got in here everything that a country guy dreams about and can't get. Gold, diamonds, leather, dirty talk. Right? The big four, we're going to call them. That feels like it could be real. Number two feels absolutely like something somebody 20 minutes ago emailed you in to the empty file of competitive contest entries. I mean, it's three lines. There's no rhyming. It says nothing. Daytona Beach on spring break, 18 girls up on stage, white t-shirts about to be sprayed with water. I mean, that's like a Ronnie the Limo Driver poem. It feels like zero effort. Zero effort. But that's the thing. So it's trickery. Clearly it's real, because nobody would write their bad thing, their fake thing this badly. Or that's the setup here. You want me to think that's fake because it's so bad. This last one is clearly by Kenny Chesney, right? He's just listing off all the fans that he's all the teams that he's a lifelong fan of. Wildcats, Wolverines, Tigers, Buckeyes, Bruins, Bulldogs, Hogs, and Hurricanes. I'm sure the next one has another 15 mascots that he's also a big fan of. There's some pandering to the Midwest and the Big Ten here by including the Wolverines and the Buckeyes. If this was being edited right now, Buckeyes would be taken out because of Herb. And then it's very abrupt. We go from all these college mascots into praying before NASCAR. It's a very abrupt left turn, if you will.
left turn.
Ice cold beer on Friday nights. Yeah, we're.
Paul, that's one of your better performances with the notes, by the way.
One big country nation. That's right. Now I understand they're saying big country. Like also, we could go with in a big country. They're stealing again from a very good song by Big Country. One big country nation is kind of like saying the SEC conference, where you're saying conference, country nation, country. It's the same as country or nation. They're the same word. This to me sounds like it's the song that's played at the beginning of the NASCAR race, kind of like Carrie Underwood's "Been Waiting All Week" on Sunday night. Now, number two is clearly the worst and should be fake. But I think you're going for the switcheroo, and therefore I'm going to say that I really think song number three is real. It's like that stupid hokey thing. I am going to say song two should be fake, but song one, fake. Chalk me up another win, boys. Two in a row.
Let's eliminate one song for you. Song number two, Paul,
is
Brad Paisley, Water. It reached number one in 2010.
Yes, it did.
Daytona Beach, on spring break, 18 girls up on stage, white t-shirts about to be sprayed with water.
Water. Listen, that is horrific. You said this is Brad Paisley?
Yes.
I mean, Brad Paisley went into the office the day he wrote this song. It was like, give me the biggest mail-in performance of all time.
Paul, what's worse, that or his pep talk to the Cleveland Browns on Hard Knocks?
Equally pathetic and bad. This, to me, is Brad Paisley, like a tennis player that's down like, 4-0 in a set and says, well, I got to tank the rest of this thing to get to the next set. I don't want to expend my energy here.
Paul, I'm a Brad Paisley fan. Stop it right now. Let's go next.
You got to tell him to step it up. All right, let's hear
Paul,
song three.
Paul, would it shock you if I told you that the other song was also a Brad Paisley song?
Song three?
Well, one of the two.
I thought it was Kenny Chesney, but if you give me a Brad Paisley day in honor of the Browns, that's
Paul,
nice.
Peter Cook wrote song number one.
Yes!
You win again. Song number three is Brad Paisley, Country Nation. It's his fourth and final single from his 10th studio album, which reached number one in 2014.
We're Wildcats, Wolverines, Tigers, Buckeyes, Bruins, Bulldogs, Hawks, and Hurricanes.
I can listen.
Pray before we race. Cheer 14 and 48. We drink ice cold beer on Friday nights.
See, I'm a Brad Paisley fan, so I knew this, and congratulations.
You were
sweet
all over.
Victory.
Paul wins two in a row. Paul also won with the scoop yesterday on the injury news with Rashard Matthews and Derek Morgan.
I saw Rhett Bryant shortly after I pushed send on that.
Oh, and shortly after you pressed send, he went into the studio and wrote this.
He was in the studio.
I said, PK, what's this column here? It's all black and white. It's real clear as that injury news. He said, ain't it heaven? Times were tough back in 18. I was covering a Titans team and it injured. Status depression.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Titans fans were scared to death trying to get injury news on their favorite player. I'm the injury buster. Yeah, Titans fans were scared to death trying to get injury news on their favorite player. Injury buster. Cause breaking news is worth a thousand words. Those Titans can't hide those injuries they keep cover. I'm the injury buster.
Oh, man. God, that was good.
Now people are going to expect me to talk. Yeah, 5 minutes after I broke that story, somebody tweeted me. They're like, Yeah, but what about Malcolm Butler?